So as an election looms, we're closer to just the third presidential impeachment trial in our history today. Two articles of impeachment will literally be walked from the House to the Senate later today. President Trump facing charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in connection with his phone call with the president of Ukraine, in which he asks him to do us a favor and investigate Joe Biden, who's, of course, his potential 2020 rival. And the president's later demand that those closest to that moment not testify in the House impeachment. President Trump denies any wrongdoing. Let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. And Julian, we ask you to come in for your view through the history of the prism of history. Through that prism, where does this day stand for you?
Well, this is a rare moment. We've only had this happen two other times. And now the president will face a trial in the Senate, and that trial is whether he should be removed from office. So whatever happens, whatever the partisan outlook, this is still a very historic moment in congressional and presidential history.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, it feels that way to you as an historian, but do you think it feels that way to the electorate, or is there something missing? I've been trying to figure out if it's just that there's been so much coming at us, you could even say since, you know, 9/11. You know, you could say there's just been so much. I don't know. Are you feeling what a day like this should feel like?
Well, you're correct. We are inundated with information in this day and age. And so it's possible to live through historic moments, many Americans, without totally noticing or absorbing them. But it is notable to see polls that show between 45 and 51% of the country think the president should be impeached and removed from office. That suggests that this is having an impact. And so you are correct. But on the other hand, I do think there's evidence that the weight of what's happening is sinking in with some Americans.
Well, but then you had Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying there can only be one outcome of this trial, no conviction for Donald Trump, saying he wouldn't call witnesses. And then yesterday saying, well, if the Democrats do, maybe Republicans should call, Hunter Biden. I'm paraphrasing there. But he was asked, would Hunter Biden be called? Talk about, you know, the elements that can make it an even more powerful event, which, of course, include witnesses. Talk about that historically.
Well, obviously, if four Republican senators actually broke with the leader and insisted on having witnesses or some kind of deal on witnesses, that would be big news, given that Republicans have all followed McConnell pretty religiously from the start and been supportive of the president. And hearing testimony from officials very high up, like John Bolton, would also have a level of drama because it would supplement the documentation or the other witnesses we have heard.
Well, he was
that
in the
said,
room.
All of this is counterbalanced with the power of partisanship, which is equally intense and is shaping the dynamic in the Republican caucus right now.
Yeah, saying Bolton was in the room where it happened, and Republicans have been asking for that, and he's saying, I want to come. What about House managers? What role do they play?
Well, they're basically going to make the case to the Senate and to the American public. I think the latter is probably more important. They will lay out what we know. They will review what happened in the hearings, and they will also talk about documents such as the ones released last night. And they will try to build public pressure in those swing states on Republicans in places like Colorado, like Senator Gardner, and try to get a little movement. I think in the end they don't expect, you know, the Senate to remove President Trump, but they want to make clear what the president did and the vote that Senate Republicans are about to take when they defend him.
And just think of past moments like this. We weren't there for Andrew Johnson, but many of us were for Bill Clinton. Richard Nixon, of course, left office before there could be a trial. But is there a moment that jumps out that you're thinking there might be a parallel here?
It's hard. I mean, we only have a few cases, and we don't know if this will feel a little bit like when the House Judiciary Committee voted on the articles for Nixon, which was kind of the final step, but you felt the weight of what they were doing. Or will it feel more like 98 when Bill Clinton is impeached, and then in 99 there's a Senate trial, but it just felt like partisanship run amok. And I don't know what this is going to feel like to most Americans, but I think that's part of the political story.
And if the Senate votes 53-47, which is the partisan split, not to convict, does that mean this didn't matter?
No, it mattered. He is formally impeached. That's part of the historical legacy. And in the impeachment process, the Democrats have outlined how he used presidential power. And that will be part of the textbooks.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.